Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to this. It's called Name That Blank. Let's meet our four contestants. Maitland did a great job getting five when we only needed four. That is a universal truth of getting people to play a game that we have discovered. If you shoot for five, you're going to get at least five.
Almost
every time.
Yes. Well, I knew I picked a bald guy with glasses and a GRD shirt on. Mm-hmm. And two showed up. So then I was confused and didn't remember which one I picked.
I saw you sent Walter White home.
Yeah, he lost rock, paper, scissors.
He did. He is going to be pissed. He is the one who knocks. He probably threw rock every time.
Yeah.
Let's meet our contestants. Sir, you're the bald guy that passed muster?
Jake.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
Good.
Jake, what do you do?
Test technician.
Are you sure?
You sound unsure about that.
I don't believe you.
Like, are you a student? Is that your fancy way of student? No. What does a test technician do?
Fixes equipment that makes parts so stuff doesn't fall out of the air.
Oh, okay. Right. So these tests are important tests.
Okay, those are important.
Whatever.
You know, like Kelly's spelling tests and whatnot.
Yeah. Those are super important.
They were. Jake, thank you. Good to meet you. Buzz in when you know the answer, but if you don't, then that's your choice. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Jordan.
Jordan? Jordan, what do you do?
I'm a teacher turned entrepreneur.
So you weren't a good teacher. You got caught with some kids.
And now you're unemployed.
I missed that part, but.
No, what's your business?
So right now I've opened up a home restoration business with my sister, but it's kind of the beginning of something a little bit bigger.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You're going to build something bigger than homes, like domed stadiums?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. What did you teach?
I was a Spanish and history teacher and a football coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your record as a football coach?
Okay. Yeah. That good, huh?
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's the Jimmy and Joes, not the X's and O's.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Do they? I've never heard that. Who's Jimmy?
That's one of the players.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't have good ones, you're SOL.
Yeah.
Sir, what is your name?
John.
Hi, John. John, what do you do?
I am a mechanic.
A mechanic. A test mechanic or just a mechanic?
Oh no!
Maitland turned your mic off.
She didn't want to hear. Just cars.
He didn't. She's like, I'm done. Do you have? That's your day job. Then do you have a classic car like Steve?
No.
You have a good one?
No.
You have one that won't get stuck on flat ground.
It is a problematic Jeep. I give credit to Steve for everything he does. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Like he took on one that's noted hard.
Yes.
So would you say? So you give him credit, not say that's a dumb choice.
His is one of those I would say remove lug nut, insert new car.
How does that feel?
Right, fair enough.
Does it feel accurate?
Yeah, very.
Okay.
But I totally respect you. It's not fun, especially in your spare time.
Isn't that worth way more than all of the insulting things we say are bad? Like respect from someone who knows versus insults from people who you love?
Yeah, somehow yours ring louder, though.
I have a microphone. All right. What's our last gentleman's name?
Brad.
Brad? Did you not get the memo that everybody's name started with J?
Yeah.
That's weird, right? Brad, what do you do?
I'm a prototype engineer.
So you make things that are the first?
Yeah, I try to.
And then if you do a good job, they become?
They become products that everybody will see years down the line.
What's something That's you've made cool. that we all enjoy?
Oh.
Did you do soup cans?
No.
Those are the best.
It's a big hit, man.
Most of the stuff that we work on is automotive. So auto dimming mirrors is, you know, Gentex out in the field.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Very cool. Good.
Yeah. Very good stuff. I like those.
That's cool.
All right. To Jake, Jordan, John, and Brad, or the Beatles, as we call them, you will have a chance to name that blank. We'll give you a blank to name and then give you an audio clue that will help you name that blank.
Name that blank. Name that blank.
Buzz in with your name. If you hear somebody else buzz in from the show, they're just trying to get their spot in line. Don't give up hope. Because you get the first chance. Here we go. Number one, name the veggie.
Kelly.
Steve.
That's John.
Corn.
Corn is correct.
I know you couldn't see it, but when John said his name, he goes, John! And his hand went out and everything, like an excited little kid. It was so cute.
That's funny, because all I saw was the hand, and I'm like, that was the most chill response ever. Like, I'm over here. That is corn. with a K. The U.S. is the leading global producer and exporter of corn, with Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska as the top producing states, altogether more than 90 million acres.
That's hilarious.
Of U.S. land are dedicated to corn production.
90 million. That's so funny.
That's a funny number. Number two, name the animal.
Which one did you milk then?
Dad.
Kelly.
He said he pumped milk.
What have you ever milked?
I milked once.
I had no idea you could milk a...
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
Oh, Brad. Brad, like he's at an auction.
Cat.
Cat is correct, Brad.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
God, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that. Yeah. Thanksgiving is often a big meet-the-parents holiday. Statistics show that millennials introduce partners to parents after about 10 weeks. Is that about right, mate?
I think so.
Okay. Though some experts advise waiting longer, like until a live morning show the day before Thanksgiving, until a relationship is more serious.
Mm. Yes.
Number three, name the jewelry.
What's tools, huh?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them. Potato, 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 potato. Boil them, mash them.
Jordan.
Jordan.
A necklace.
That is incorrect.
Stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
John.
John.
Ring.
Correct. I don't know why that's the answer.
It's from Lord of the Rings.
The song about potatoes?
Yeah.
What?
That movie was so boring, I must have missed the EDM part.
It's on their soundtrack. You guys didn't know?
I've never seen it. It's a clip from YouTube. That's all I know.
Works for me. Potatoes have no place at the first Thanksgiving meal, as they were not introduced to North America until after 1621. They're now a huge part of the modern meal, with shoppers buying about 250 million pounds of white potatoes and 50 million pounds of sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving each year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Potatoes. Oh, man. John is juicing up.
He's getting on stage.
Do you know that guy, or is he hitting on you?
Yeah. That's actually my boss.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Very good.
That's a good boss right there.
That's a great boss.
Is this like a team building moment for you guys? Like, is this what you guys are here for? Are we doing trust falls later on the stage?
Number four, name the area code.
Jesus.
Jordan.
616.
616 it is.
I get it.
That's tricky.
Okay. That was sixpence none the richer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Metallica won.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the first one?
Eve 6 was next.
There you go. The exact date of the first Thanksgiving in Grand Rapids is not documented, but it likely occurred sometime after the settlement was founded in 1826.
That makes sense that it would happen after we were here.
So not before that.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a bunch of trees and raccoons celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Incorporated in 1838, the concept of Thanksgiving in Michigan can be traced back to the early 1800s with the first official Thanksgiving declared by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863.
Oh, man. Wow. It was great at everything.
Number five, name the city.
Hot wings.
Steve.
Oh, my God. Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of us.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Detroit.
That is incorrect. Sacks of wet cement.
Yes.
Hot Wings.
That's Cincinnati.
It is Cincinnati. The legendary radio sitcom. It's a common myth that turkeys can't fly, most likely because they feed on the ground, but wild turkeys have been known to fly up to 55 miles per hour in short bursts.
Whoa.
Like what, if you hit them with your car? For domesticated turkeys, this is not the case. They're bred to be heavier in weight, almost twice as much as a wild turkey. So far, John has two, Brad has one, Hot Wings has one, Jordan and Jake are available. Number six, name the character.
It's so much fun to cook something yummy. Tommy.
Jordan.
Jordan.
A bear?
No, that's not a character. That's an animal.
Yeah.
A bear?
Yeah, yeah. Right. You're like a rutabaga? Pizza. Brad.
Is that Bluey?
It's not Bluey.
Oh.
You're on the right track, though.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Wait, we've got John's buzzed in.
John.
Ninja Turtles?
Not Ninja Turtles.
Is it Kelly?
Jake's buzzing
Jake?
In. Sorry.
Okay.
Barney?
No. Kelly.
Is it Blippi?
It is Blippi.
All right. So sweet, smells so
good, it's time to eat. Hard to believe a lot of adults couldn't get that one, huh?
Yeah.
Right? No, not really. Blippi celebrates Thanksgiving with a video about holiday treats and thankful for Thanksgiving message to his audience, emphasizing being grateful. Our own Free Beer and Hot Wings show, Blippi, a.k.a. Tommy, is thankful it only took him moving four times this year to find a place he can live in for more than 3 months, got a girlfriend with the four Bs, and that his chute worked when he jumped out of an airplane. What are the four Bs?
I love that you're trolling Tommy and name that blank.
Tommy's yeah, like, she four has bees? Four Bs?
We talked about it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. About dating, and it was like, you need the four Bs.
Yeah.
And it was...
Boobies.
Yeah.
Boobies, yeah.
Four, that's it. Four of those. Two in the back for slow dancing.
He's super into nipples.
Number seven, name the pastry. Brad.
Biscuit.
Heck yeah.
Oh, keep playing it.
Yeah.
Do it.
When you don't want to wake up, everything is... Everybody sucks.
Now, Maitland, you said this was your favorite song in college to get roofied to.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to happen.
What other one is there?
That song sounds like a roofie would feel, I bet.
All right, well, that's what I learned.
Have you guys ever seen Maitland do karaoke to that song? It's terrifying.
Really? Let's play it.
Can you do it on segment 17?
Yeah, we could do it.
You okay. Can't do it right now?
Okay, I'll find a...
It's more effective with all the words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Some offensive language in that.
Approximately 40.5 million rolls in various forms, biscuits included, are expected to be purchased for Thanksgiving. A major use of bread is stuffing. An estimated $96 million is spent on stuffing at Thanksgiving annually, and Kraft sells 40 million boxes of stovetop stuffing mix between October and December. Number eight, name the cocktail.
It's true. It's true. And the other thing is...
Kelly! Kelly!
Baby, and I took it over because she passed away. And
Jordan.
Jordan.
Screwdriver?
No, that is incorrect.
We lost its legs and its arms, and now it's nothing but a stump, but I still take care of it with my wife, and it's growing.
Kelly!
It's
shrimp cocktail!
Shrimp cocktail! That's Maitland's favorite movie, The Graduate. Shrimp consumption in the U.S. sees notable seasonal increases during December and March, although the highest consumption overall occurs in the summer months. The holiday period is a key buying season for the shrimp market. Going into the final one, John has two, Brad has two, Hot Wings has one, Kelly has one, Jake has not scored, and Jordan's treating it like he's a football coach again.
Jordan says he has one.
You have, did you get one? Oh, my bad. I apologize. There, you're on the board.
Look at that.
The fist pump was great. Yeah.
Jake?
Yes.
Things aren't good for you now. I thought you had some solidarity down there, but nope.
Yeah, that's the first time that somebody vacated a loss.
Right? Finally, number nine, name the pants. Turkey for the girls and
turkey for the boys. My favorite Steve. Kind of pants are... No.
Gobble, yeah, hot gobble, wings, but... and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel.
Now, Brad or John, you guys are playing for a chance to win tickets because you're the only ones with two. Do either of you know that one? Obviously not, because you didn't buzz in. Jordan.
Corduroys?
Correct!
Ah!
Jordan tied for two! Oh, what a comeback!
Oh, my gosh. What a turn.
You are the Kim Kardashian of this round with this comeback. All right. Now Maitland will officiate a quick game to one of rock, paper, scissors, and the winner gets the tickets. Jake, What a joy. You get to come up here, lose the game horribly, and then watch three strangers fight for a prize. Mm. Ready, Maitland, begin.
You shall raise your hands on high.
You three have to play rock, paper, scissors.
And when I say 1, 2, 3, throw, throw.
Oh, there's nothing better than three-way.
Throw on throw. That is what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, throw.
God bless America. Okay, you're out.
Okay, Jordan's
bye.
Out. Yeah. You got double papered.
Yep, double papered. Okay. And then there were two.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, throw.
Yeah! Rock, John is your champion today. The fist pump of Tiger Woods on a Sunday. After he bangs that waitress for a gordita. Another beer.
Oh. Look at those devilish eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.